broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
This idea of disposing the body.
He was engaged in a firefight with those that entered the area of the house.
This is a country that was built by immigrants. This is a country that became a...
There are times when my paralegal and I sit in this office.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go through the looking glass and beyond, taking you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And right ahead we go, right over the tops of those soft heads that want to just pull this country, pull it back, pull it down. Pull your pants up before you try pulling anybody down, okay? Anyway, welcome to our program, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be continuing this hour talking about the events of yesterday as they unfolded. I can't believe that I sat here, and we'll get more into it in our news and information hour, but I can't believe I sat here, and it was just last night. It was just last night here on the West Coast that I sat and I looked up at the news, and I had spent the afternoon. I had just returned from Hollywood where I'd been on a panel on Saturday, and I look up and I see that the president is going to address the country. And I'm thinking, well, I wonder what that's about. Is it something to do with Gaddafi? Is it something to do with the, with the economy? And then there it is. Bin Laden is dead. Osama bin Laden is dead. And I knew that they wouldn't put that on the screen there, and the president would not be coming out to address the country if it hadn't been verified and it wasn't true. And then I got the news that not only was he dead, It was an American force that killed him, and that we had extracted, as they say in the business, the body, that Americans had the body. So it was like one of those just unbelievable things. You wanted all of that stuff to happen, and it did happen. Osama bin Laden, his death was called a good day for America. We're going to have Steve Bozell in here in just a moment to talk a little bit more about this. Will you turn that off, bud? We don't need that, okay?
That'd be cool to hear again.
I don't want to hear Daniel Day-Lewis again. I want to hear something that's a little bit more cogent, as we like to say. Late Sunday evening, President Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden. Here is this him? No, this is not him. This is Brennan, number one Brennan. Is it number one Obama? Okay, here we go.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. Last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan.
All right, we're going to get more into this audio from the president and probably do it next hour. Right now we have Stephen Bozell on the line from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor and, like so many Americans, just an average American, heard this announcement last night. And I saw people in Times Square. I saw people in front of the White House. Mr. Bozell, where were you?
I was in my home, and I saw the news, and I was, just as you were, Mr. Hendry, I was sitting in my living room, and I saw the news that we had finished up with dinner, and my children had gone to finish up a little bit of homework. They'd gone upstairs, and my wife was, I believe she was on the phone with her mother at the time, and I saw it come across the news, and I think I made a sound of joy, you know, a whoop or a holler or something, and the kids come downstairs. I said that this is Osama bin Laden. They found him and they killed him, and I couldn't believe it. I got on the phone with a couple of guys I work with, and my wife then we had some dessert and just sat and couldn't stop watching the TV and everything, and this morning we talked about it with the kids, and I was very excited and was thrilled by the news, and so it was surprising when I got to work that I got the call from my daughter's school, which is CK Corona, and Ms. Lawrence, who is the headmistress there, the principal there, had asked me to come in.
You were asked to come into your daughter's school at what time today?
It was about 10 o'clock in the morning.
At 10 o'clock this morning, why?
Well, as I mentioned to you, and you had been talking to your audience, Mr. Henry, it was one of those days, you know, yesterday that I felt, you know, very good. And I think a lot of people felt very good about what had happened. And I showed it to my daughter, and I showed it to my kids, too, you know, and I told them that that it was good that Bin Laden, you know, they killed him. And so when I got the call from the school, I went in, I talked to this Miss Lawrence, who said that that I was directed to the my daughter is in sixth grade in the middle school, and it was there that I was expected, and I'd gotten the wrong information. I came down to see her, and she told me that she wanted to talk to me, but she didn't want to talk to me until I reported to the class. And so I went down to my daughter's class.
Well, what happened? I don't understand. You were
well. I was told to go to the school because my daughter had mentioned to them that I had been overly joyous or something in the way that I had reacted to Bin Laden.
And your daughter had reported this.
Yes, sir. My daughter goes to CK Corona, and I guess they're involved in at this particular juncture in her school year and in current events, and they also have a curriculum that teaches the children to be good citizens, not only of the United States, but to be good citizens of the world. And my daughter felt that it was something that she needed to mention to her teacher.
And what do you mean? I'm having. Why did she have to mention that you were overly enthusiastic or happy that Bin Laden was dead?
Because it basically runs afoul of what they teach. The children at CK Corona. They teach the children at CK Corona, and particularly the death of Bin Laden, was not something to be celebrated. That this morning, in fact, they had talked to the kids that Osama Bin Laden was it was wrong to be celebrating a man who was dead. And Martin Luther King said, you know, they don't celebrate the death of your enemy because that makes you dislike him.
Oh, are you telling me then, in other words, that the school is telling this, the children this?
Yes, sir. And I was upset with it myself. I didn't think it was right. And I, you know, when they had called me in, but after I had stood in front of the kids in the middle school, then I realized that they did have a good point. And that's primarily what I wanted to say. And
hold on for a minute here. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. Corona, California. How old are you, Steve? You don't mind me asking?
Yes, sir. I'm 39.
You're 39 years old. You own your own business. You have a wife, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have a son as well as a daughter?
That's correct, yes.
Does your son go to this school?
Yeah, my son, Steve Jr., is in the elementary school.
All right, and congratulations on your family.
Thank you.
But you reacted the way millions of Americans reacted. You were happy. And I was happy, and I was glad, and I didn't care that they killed the son of a gun, and I didn't care if they'd captured him and waterboarded his ass. I would have been happy. And so you react this way, and you are called to your daughter's school. Now, I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, I think it'd help if, you know, I appreciate it, but you need to know that this school is a very good school. It's one of the best public schools in the country. They teach the kids to be, how do you say, citizens of the world, and to not be reactionary. They tell the children not to be, they say, a reactionary pig, or to be a pig. And
a pig? What do they call a pig?
Well, they talk about the pigs, not a pig, but in my daughter's class, they talk about a pig being a member of you know, the they like war, and they don't like peace, and so.
Well, is your daughter taught patriotism? Is she taught about?
Well, if you just let me finish, Mr. Henry, because I've got two. I want to talk to you. My daughter is here as well, and she's listening to the broadcast. I want to make sure that I, you know.
Your daughter is there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to say something to her.
Well, if you could hold on for just a minute, I'd appreciate that, because I want you to know, and I want your audience to know, I appreciate you helping me. But my daughter, I love her very much, as any father would. I'm very proud of her, and what they told me in the school today, Mr. Henry, it does make a lot of sense. I was very happy to know that Osama bin Laden had died. You know, they killed him. But I found, in speaking to Bradley, and I talked to Deanna, I talked to Bernadette, I talked to my own daughter. And
who are these people?
Well, these are the students that I talked to in my daughter's class. Bradley is a young man, but very intelligent, and he was the one who had told me that I was behaving like a pig.
These kids are 12 years old, Mr. Bozell, and the idea of a child calling a man a pig.
Well, you don't understand.
The idea of a child calling a man a pig, especially the day after something momentous like this has happened. What is this teacher teaching these kids?
Hold on, Mr. Andrew, please. You see, there are people. You need to understand. I don't believe that Bin Laden should have been killed. I agree with my children, my daughter in particular now. I didn't agree last night, but I do agree now. I think that it was wrong for me to celebrate. It was wrong for me to stand and go, yay, and what everything. You know, I'm a little emotional tonight.
What all did you do, sir? I mean,
I got the flag out, and I put the flag this morning. I put it up in the front of the house. I never fly the flag at night because you don't fly the flag in the dark.
Of course.
Yeah, we don't have any uplights, so I made a decision last night. First thing this morning, I'd go out and I'd put our beautiful American flag up. But and so I did. And my daughter came home from school and took it down, as I know she should. We have to be mindful and respectful of all human life. And
wait! You let your daughter take the flag down?
I did only because my daughter wanted to make the statement that I was not respectful of human life, saying going yay when Bin Laden when it was announced that we killed him.
And you let your daughter take the flag down that you put up in front of the house? Why?
Well, I think I explained that.
No, sir, you did not.
Well, because the flag that I had put out in front of the house was representative of my joy at the death of a man, and my daughter and Bradley and some of the other kids came from the school directly and took possession of the flag. And
your daughter gave away your flag to who?
To the other children.
Sir, this is political correctness run amok. This is a school that is teaching the children not to have any respect for the flag, not to have any respect for the American, the life of the nation, not to have any respect for the citizens of this country, that a cold-blooded murderer who is killed after a 10-year manhunt somehow, that's a sad thing when this guy, and you, the thing that's killing me is that you have changed your opinion based upon some classroom confrontation.
Well, it was not a confrontation. I went to the class, and the children told me that I had been wrong. I keep mentioning this one young boy named Bradley, who was the one that told me that I was acting like a pig. He used the pig word, and I was offended. And
how old is this kid?
He's 12, sir, but let me finish, Mr. Andre.
Boy.
He's 12, sir, yes, but Bradley told me that I was a reactionary pig for laughing and cheering when a man died, and he said that to be respectful of human life and a citizen of the world, I need to feel bad that Bin Laden died, and that's when they decided to come and take possession of the house. I had told them that I put the flag up, and they told me that they'd be at the house that afternoon, this afternoon.
And they took the flag down?
Yes, sir.
And these are 12-year-old kids?
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, you ready for this? This is almost as insane as when, after 9/11, they told those firefighters they couldn't fly the flag from their trucks. This is Mr. Stephen Bozell, who was exuberant and joyful and celebratory after the announcement of the death of Bin Laden last night. But this morning, he was called to his daughter's school and told by the school and the students that respect for human life is what they teach. They teach the children that it was wrong to celebrate a man's death. They teach the children that it was wrong to be joyous on the occasion of Mr. Bin Laden's demise, and some of the students took possession of his American flag this afternoon. What is it with these schools, man? What's wrong with citizenship? What's wrong with patriotism? What's wrong with giving kids a good, cold, hard dose of reality that we're a great country, but it's not necessarily a great world? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Your call's next for our guest, Steve Bozell, From Corona, California, in a moment of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Yeah, I'm gonna get coffee.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Most of us yesterday celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden, the announced death of Osama bin Laden. Mr. Bozell did the same thing at your daughter's school this morning. They were told that this is not something to celebrate. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. That was my understanding.
All right. And I saw similar comments, by the way, on Twitter. I saw a couple of comments, one from the comedian Penn Jillette. He was quoting Martin Luther King as if Penn Jillette, you know, as if Penn Jillette reads Martin Luther King. Probably he does, but yeah, somehow I just don't think of him as the intellect that's got Martin Luther King's words on the tip of his tongue. And then, of course, Michael Moore was, he was dead set on making sure everyone was bummed out, pissed off, and upset that bin Laden had been killed. Is that the sense you were getting?
Well, no, sir, because, as I said, yeah, I understand my daughter's class and the thing that, you know, that they were saying. You know, I was like you, I think, probably at the beginning. And I said to my daughter, you know, don't you think it's good that bin Laden's dead? And that's when I was called to the school, and I went down to the class. The students, Bradley, and I mentioned Deanna, a couple of the other students, said that I was westernized and that I was talking more of a nationalistic point of view. But
do you see that this school has some kind of political correct speech that they want the children, you know?
No, sir. You're wrong. Please understand two things. I love my daughter very much. My daughter is in the room right now listening to what we're talking about. She's going to be going to her school tomorrow to talk to them, and I'm hoping that what my daughter hears tonight, she can go to the school and say, and she wants to go to the school and say to my father's, you know, I'm proud of my father. And if,
well, I don't, you know.
I just, I'm asking you not to ask me questions that are going to, I guess, to put it crudely, piss off Mrs. Lawrence or piss off Bradley or any of these kids, right?
Well, I don't care about pissing off Bradley. He's a 12-year-old kid. Our number is 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell's daughter, his school called him to campus where he was called, among other things, a pig by, and I don't know, sir, to me, I don't know why you didn't defend yourself more by these students, because he was happy that bin Laden was dead. Here is Jeremy in Abilene, Texas. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jeremy, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say to you, sir, that if you don't realize it, you might look into it. The Hitler started indoctrinating children back whenever he was taking over his little escapade he pulled. And it's been happening since Lyndon B. Johnson. I've done a lot of research, and I'm involved in several groups, sir.
Yes, sir.
I believe you might look into it yourself.
What group are you? What group is you in? I could look into.
It's actually a Tea Party movement.
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with Tea Party. I've been active in
Tea Party. For one.
Yes, sir.
I also believe that you were wrong for agreeing with them children, because what they're teaching in schools and universities is not correct.
Yes, sir. Well, my daughter is here, and she's asking me to tell you that one of the problems I'm having is my daughter is listening to the show, and I want her to listen to it, but she's asked me to tell you that you're wrong.
Wait a minute.
Well,
I don't want
wrong,
your daughter.
Sir.
Your daughter's not on the show, sir. It's you and this caller.
I understand that, but my daughter heard this gentleman, Jeremy, and she said that he's... I just didn't want to piss her off, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to...
Guess what, sir? This is not a time to be in the non-piss-off mood.
I don't
really understand why anybody would get mad about being honest with the way things should be and not the way things should they want things to be in their school district.
They won't, yeah, on the way that they shouldn't be.
Do you know what I mean?
To me, well, I do, and but they said to me the way it's supposed to be is, and I just don't, I love my daughter, you know, and she just wants to make sure that I'm not being happy about a man dying. I don't know.
Tell you what, why don't you hold on, Jeremy? Jeremy, hold the line. Hold the line, Jeremy, and we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We also have Steve Bozell.
Phil Hendry.
I'm just trying to, I don't want to be pissed off.
877-876-PHIL, I know.
What?
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we continue here with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Mr. Bozell's school, his daughter's school, CK Corona, which is a public school and considered to be one of the best in the country. The sixth grade class there had him standing in front of them this morning, and basically lecturing him, 12-year-old kids lecturing him, on why he should not celebrate the death of Osama bin Laden. And what I'm trying to figure out here, sir, is how do 12-year-old kids, I understand the school asked you to come down there, but how is it that you stand there for 12-year-old kids, and I'm going to bring Jeremy back on because I promised to give him just a couple more minutes. How is it that you stand there and take it from these kids?
Well, once they told me what they were trying to say, and that was that, you know, my nationalist mindset is really for more like a pig. I know you don't like the word, but it's more for a pig. And they told me I was a pig. I had then said to the teacher,
how can you stand there and hear a 12-year-old kid call you a pig?
Because, understand, my daughter and my son are the two most important things in the world to me, and if it means that they'll, you know, will be my, you know, that they'll love me. And if I'm a global citizen and I'm unselfish, I give back to society. And
that's
and
the
I'm
reason
here.
We have problems, because you're being a global citizen. That's the problem with our government. They want us to be global citizens. That ain't
what's wrong with being a global citizen. That's the whole way the world's going. You got to be a global citizen. Otherwise, what are you going to be?
An American citizen. How about that?
Well, you like American citizens? We can do that, can't we?
Yeah, why can't we do global? You want to be American, might as well be global.
No, not might as well be global, because the world is...
I wasn't born global. I was born American, and
Weren't you born on a global basis, though? You were global in the way that you were born.
Sir.
What does that mean?
The people over in China have a day of the week that can drive their car. That's the global way. You want to be told that you can only drive your car on Tuesday and Thursday? And that's it. The rest of the time, you got to walk to work. That's the global way. We don't want the global way.
Yeah, sir,
that's why
I don't think,
we started movements
sir, I
in
think
America.
I don't think that you know that you should be talking, because down in the South, my understanding, because I was raised in Tennessee, we can't drink booze on certain days. You know, you're not allowed to. Why can't I buy a drink on a Sunday? See, so same kind of a deal.
Well, that's not the guy. That's more religiously inspired. That's an old kind of religious community inspiration. That's not the government.
Difference. I can't even have me a beer on Super Bowl Sunday. That's something basically un-American about that. When you say that, and here my daughter, this Bradley kid, you should have heard him. I know he called me a pig.
He's a 12-year-old kid.
What happened on 9/11 2001? What happened that day? And who was responsible, in part at least, by that?
Global citizenship. But global citizenship would have made it okay. You know?
Oh, come on, man. If we'd been better global citizens, it never would have happened, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's
feeling.
Not correct. If we were Muslims, we might agree with that, but, sir, I'm 100% Christian, and
well, sir,
I believe in God. I believe in one God.
You think it's right as a Christian to dance? You think it's right as a Christian to dance and sing and go, yay, we, when a man gets killed? I don't.
Oh, get out of here, man. You were doing it until your daughter's class called you in and told you that you were a quote-unquote pig. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for your caller. Number 877-876-PHIL, weren't you? You were dancing and you were singing.
Yeah, yes, I was. And when I was called in by CK Corona, especially I talked to Miss Lawrence, and she said, my understanding is she said that April Jr. told you, she told us that you were laughing and carrying on about how bin Laden died. And she said at that moment, she said that she was personally disgusted. The school, of course, was disgusted, would have to put it down. And I've never had anyone tell me that before in my life.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with you, Mr. Bozell. There's something wrong with these adults that you're dealing with and these kids. Telling you that you're disgusting because you celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden, they're sick in the head. Those people are messed up. Do you understand? You're not.
Well, I think you're wrong, Mr. Andy, because my daughter... What? My daughter just now told me that to ask you to... apologize.
I'm not apologizing for anything, sir. And I'll tell you something else. I don't like the fact that your daughter is standing there.
Hold on for a minute. What? My daughter is insisting.
Hey, you tell your daughter that I'm an adult and I will speak the way I wish and I'm talking to another adult and that, you know, I shouldn't have to tell you these things, man. She's your daughter. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sharon in Fresno, California. Go ahead, Sharon.
Thank you so much. I am a teacher. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I teach special ed, and on 9/11, I was.
My daughter doesn't want to talk to a teacher.
Guess
excuse
what?
Me,
your
Mr.
daughter needs to understand that adults have a level. There should be a level of respect and reverence to adults. Yes, there should be an issue regarding sanctity of human life. But when an evil force has happened that's destroyed human beings for no apparent reason, there is something that needs to be taught to the children, and there's probably litigation that can happen with the school, basically. Like having a working adult come in and have a roast in front of the children, I don't get that. I don't.
That wasn't a roast, ma'am. Well, they basically said to me that I was wrong to be celebrate. My daughter, by the way, when you were talking, was making a mouth flapping with her hand, which I thought was, I told her she shouldn't do that.
And you know what? Your daughter's got no respect for
adults.
You know,
I could have written her up 3 times in the last 5 minutes just listening in. It sounds as though, you know, I've read this book, Tough Love, and it's a really good book, and it teaches us that sometimes our kids don't have to like us, but if we're teaching them values and we're teaching them a way to be so that there's a level of respect for adults, I think something's missing.
Ma'am. She's doing the same thing now with the hand. She's going blah, blah, like that.
That is so,
why don't you...
I want to say disrespectful, and I can't speak to that because you're the dad. And you, it's your
I am, ma'am.
You know,
well, you know, why don't you tell your daughter not to do that?
My daughter has a constitutional right to her freedom of the speech, okay?
And no, you are an adult man. You are, sir,
I've
got to tell you, Mr. Bozell.
No, yes, she is a minor, but... All I was saying to the lady and to you, Mr. Andrew, is when Obama died and I was dancing and singing, my daughter was disgusted with it and told me I was disgusting. And when I went to the school and Ms. Lawrence had me in front of the sixth graders, the kids basically told me how disgusting I was and how wrong it all seemed.
Do you get that that's inappropriate for an adult to be grilled by the children? I mean, yes, they have. Maybe they could do it in the form of a letter, but to have it sounds humiliating to me, and I'm sad that that happened for you because there are thousands of people in this country who lost loved ones in 9/11, and people in other countries whose family members have died at the hand of some evil forces, and I can't see.
My daughter wants to know where you teach school.
I
teach at a public
that.
School, and I went to a private school, and my sons went to private schools, and they were taught...
The name of the public school you teach at?
No, do not tell anybody where you teach, okay?
No, the
Sharon,
point
don't
is
do that.
That your
my daughter,
sounds a very progressive, and this is, it's for sixth grade.
She's not going to tell me. She won't tell me.
Would you talk to us, Steve, and not to your daughter?
My daughter wanted to know why I wouldn't give her the name of the school, and I told her that this lady won't tell me.
Your daughter had better back off, sir, or you know what I think I'll do? I'm going to hang up with you, but then the next day, tomorrow, I'm going to pay a visit. You and I will talk to you at your place of business.
Is that a threat?
No, it's not a threat. I'd like to sit down and talk to you.
Well, my daughter, she just said to me she'll have to be there. So...
Your daughter will have to be there in on the conversation.
At any meeting that I have with Mr. Henry, yes.
Well, you know, it sounds like your daughter's calling the shot, sir, and it makes me sad because I really want to empower you to get to a place where you can teach her about some of the history. Many people suffered and died for the freedoms that we experience right now. And there are thousands and thousands of servicemen protecting our borders and then protecting democracy.
My daughter said to me, if you could wrap it up while we're still young.
You know what? Your daughter's a smart ass.
She's wanting me to reel it in, huh? You know? See, I hear the level of disrespect, and it saddens
no
me.
Kidding.
Because this is
no
the youth that are coming up in this particular. I hope this is not indicative of an across-the-country movement, because Gen X doesn't, you know, I don't know.
I don't think this is Gen X. I think these are Gen Y. I think these are millennials.
My daughter said was, well, we're burning daylight, and she said this lady was like,
you know. You
oh,
know,
boy.
I'm just saying
I don't have the power to write her up.
You know what, if you had any kind of control over this child, you wouldn't have to be relaying what she's saying.
Said that she's when the lady said she'd write her up, my daughter's now laughing.
Yeah,
and you know what?
She finds folly in this, and so does the principal. And I think that what's really sad is that that the school overreached and brought a private citizen in. What happens in your home, is your business, and the school has no jurisdiction there.
My daughter just left me a note. It says, this lady is disgusting. Ha, ha, ha. I'm only kidding.
Well, I'm a child of God,
we're passing
and I
notes
believe
now.
In God, and I'm sad that she takes that stand with you, sir, because you're the parent.
She wants to know if you're good-looking.
Oh, boy. All right. Don't answer that either, Sharon. I got to go. I don't have to go. We got to take a break sooner or later. 877.
Well, she's insisting. She wants to know if Sharon's good looking.
Well, she's not going to get the answer to that. 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show. We're here with Stephen Bozell on what should be a very good day in America as we talk about the final just desserts for a mass murderer, a man that changed really the course of history in this country for the worse, although perhaps if it brings us together as a nation, makes us smarter and better as a country, who knows? Here is Tyler in North Carolina. Tyler, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hey there. I'm having a hard time believing this is even really happening. I'm a college student in North Carolina, and I'm not going to...
They're talking about that.
Okay, you're going to talk to me, Mr. Bozell, and my caller, please. Go ahead, sir. Tyler, go ahead.
That way toward my parents, my family, I would get my butt kicked, and you know that's taught me to see. I mean, she has complete control over him right now.
My daughter does not have control over me. It's that I agree with my daughter insofar as she and the other students have said to me that real global citizenship is what we're talking about, and when you are celebrating the murder.
Define global citizenship.
The murder? What do you mean the murder of a man? This guy was executed in a... This man was a fugitive. A fugitive from justice.
What's that, sir?
Define global citizenship.
Being a global citizen means you are now a citizen of the nation of the globe. And so am I going to kick my heels up and go, yay, if an American got killed and everything? No. So... why would I do that then?
If this man was allowed to persist about his terroristic ways, you have to understand that not only has he already killed thousands of people, but he's going to continue to kill thousands of people. And why is it wrong to celebrate that the thousands of people that would have died had he not been killed will be alive tomorrow and continue to live and live their lives to the fullest?
It's wrong.
Why is it bad to celebrate the lives of the people who will not be killed because he is no longer on Earth?
It's wrong to kill. I can't read it. It's wrong to kill this.
But don't read something that someone's written for you, okay?
Well, God.
Have an opinion for yourself. Don't sit here and try not to piss off the teacher.
I'm not trying to. I want to talk good about it. I want to talk good about it myself. And it's wrong to kill a person like... It's wrong not to kill, but it's wrong to go yay and celebrate a man when he takes a bullet right through the eye? Yeah, sure. If you ever saw The Godfather and you saw the scene where Mo Green took a bullet in the eye, am I supposed to stand up and go yay?
Mo Green and the Godfather.
If that man had ever represented anything positive toward humanity or the globe, yeah. The global environment whatsoever, then you might be able to feel a pang of sadness. But the fact that he had been nothing but
take the pull out of your butt. So I'm sorry.
What's that?
My daughter said for this man to take the pull. My daughter said for this man to take the pull out of his butt.
You know something?
12 years old. What does she know about anything?
All right, Tyler, I got to take a break.
All right, thanks.
Our number.
Well, that's what she wrote.
And the fact that you read it makes you. I don't even think we could call you father anymore. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, she wrote down this guy should take the pull out of his. She said ass.
All right, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Stephen Bozell about his daughter, her school, and the fact that this man, along with all of us, celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden yesterday, but his daughter and her schoolmates, he was called into the school and told to correct his behavior, that it was not right to celebrate the death of a man, and he was called on the carpet in front of 12-year-olds. 877-876-7445. Just a few more minutes with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. This man alone in a world of celebration, he is not allowed to. Next hour, our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, news and commentary hour here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Pull out of your rear end. We have one there.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. During the break, Mr. Bozell, you told me that you were scared. Is that what you told me, sir?
I'm a little concerned about the... I've said to you, sir, that I love my country, and I did celebrate Osama bin Laden, but I was wrong about it, and I would ask you, and I'd ask your callers to not do anything that would incite the school or incite my daughter or members of that particular class, the young man Bradley, in particular, if he's incited. I don't have it on first account, but I'm told that this... Oh, God.
That he what?
I don't know if I should tell you what Bradley boy is capable of.
What has he done, sir?
I don't know that he's done anything. I have heard stories.
What stories have you heard, sir?
I'd rather not get into it now, because I talked to you off the air.
You'll talk to me off the air what this boy Bradley is capable of. Those were your words.
That was what I heard, yeah.
And you are afraid of this? You're afraid of it, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am, to a degree, and yet I want my daughter to be proud of me, too.
Let me take a phone call, and I want you to hang on the line after we end this segment. 877-876-7445. Here is Kevin in Yakima, Washington. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Well, I've been listening to this for quite a while now, and I was originally going to start talking about your right to fly the American flag, but I think that's the smallest part of this conversation. I'm an ex-military. I'm currently serving in law enforcement since the early 80s, and I've seen the power that kids have gotten. I think you as a father, and your last comment about you being scared to death of this kid, Bradley, in this class.
Bradley, yes, sir.
Speaks a lot to your fear, your wishy-washiness. You are the parent of this child. I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old at home that understands, and we have a very open relationship. We talk about everything. But when you start bending to the will of a 12-year-old, and not acting, and then letting your daughter act the way she is on that phone. I quite frankly am shocked.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm concerned about your well-being. Not about hers, about yours.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
This is a very good point that this gentleman's making.
Well, but to bend to Bradley's will, I'm just trying to make everybody happy. And if Bradley has instructed me, what would you do, sir?
Me, for one,
if you have instructions from Bradley.
Nor would I let them take the American flag down, and there would have been police called if one of those kids would have touched my flag. That would have been pure and simple, and then I would have went to the class and spoke my exact mind and been done with it.
What about Bradley's will and his willpower?
What about Bradley's will? Who's Bradley? He's a 12-year-old punk.
Exactly.
But the kid, you don't understand. I'm saying, would you bend to his will?
No, I would not bend to his will.
Well, you're a better man than me.
Well, I think we finally got to something. Yes, he is. And Mr. Bozell, hang on the line, because I want to find out about this, what you're afraid of.
You don't understand. If I talk to you...
You're going to talk to me. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.